So it's not there that it is effective. Mashenki kabolas mitzvahs, if it's shaloi b'fnei bezdin, so even there that it's in effect. This is what this is teis v'shiv. Oh, teis v'es, daf, memheim ad beis, mili toglo el induso, teime, doma li kamon. Now, the Gemara says, Gemara says that from Heyom and Beis Yevomes, Hahuda Havikoli Bara Mayasa. So there was a certain person, and everybody said about him that he was really one of Jewish, that he was Ibn Ochas. Why? Because they said about him Shaloi Toglo Yimekishin Isgaiho. So it wasn't just a call, but it was verified. It was established that the mother of this apparent Jew was never table shingels. So, Omar Bishur Belei, Omar Ravase Mili Tobu Nidus. In other words, that he is considered Jewish. The truth that his mother was never Tiveles Lishingels, but the mother was observing mitzvahs, and every time, every month, she went Tvile Lishingelso, she observed mitzvahs, so every month. She went tvile lishen nidusa. So mimele she became a geyeres for the tvile that she made lishen nidusa. Even though the tvile lishen nidusa is not in the presence of bezdin. So it appears from this gemara that the eved tvile is effective even if it's not with bezdin. And furthermore, now this tvile was not a tvile lishen geyeres. It was a tefillah shemidus. So it appears from this gemara that in order to become a geir, it's not necessary that the tefillah be explicitly lishem geirus. It has to be a tefillah lishem yadus because of a mitzvah sator. In other words, if a goyah will immerse himself or herself in a mikveh just to refresh himself or herself, then it's not a good tefillah. But if, let's say, a goyah was develop herself with shenidus because of the dinator that the nida has to be develop, so it's a tefillah with shenyadus, even though it wasn't explicitly with shenyadus, so it's also a good tefillah. So in other words, so we see two chidushim in this gemara. Number one, that tefillah, the eved, is effective even if it's not with nebezdin. Number two, that even if the tefillah was not explicitly with shenyadus, but with shenyadus, so it's a good feeling. And then Ahuda Mikorli Bar Almoy, someone who was treated like a Jew, and then it was found out that he never was stable in Geus. Omar Bishir Belevi Mili Tobeli Kerye. He was an observant Jew. So true, he never made it feel in Geus, but he made it feel in Yadus because of the Minag Yadus, because of the mitzvah of Yadus. So it was a lishin geus also. Oh, so Teisa says the kasha teime doma likamon the geatzol shleishon in shmit ksim pei. So then Teisa gives the teretz v'yei shleima the haidi binon shleisho haidi likaboles hamitzves avoloi litvil. So Teisa's shita is that kaboles mitzves is even more chomor than tefillah. In other words, kaboles mitzves is me'akiv. Without kaboles mitzves, so it doesn't become a geir. And even if there is kaboles mitzves, but if there is no bezdin by kaboles mitzves, so it's not a geir. But mila tefillah is also makif, but shleisho it doesn't require. And mila and tefillah does not have to be lishem geirus mamish. It has to be lishem yadus. The Rambam shita is to the contrary. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that mila and tefillah have to be bifnei shleisho. And if it's not bifnei shleisho, so then it's ineffective. It's null and void. So what do they do with the Gemara? Ahuda mikorli bar maise omar avase mili tovul l'nidusa. So that even the Rambam explained it differently. Not that a tefillah l'shenidus is a good tefillah for geulos. In order that the tefillah should to affect geulos, so the tefillah must be b'feirash l'shen geulos. But here, a certain man was considered as a Jew because his mother so was Jewish. But then the rumor started to circulate that his mother never went through tefillah. So Rav Asse said we should not pay attention to such a rumor, because if we see that this woman always goes tefillah she need do so. So it's raya that everything. Why does she go to Tefillah Shemini Dusa? Because she wants to conform to the Torah. So it's raya that this rumor has no basis. So it's raya that there was Tefillah, but the people of the town just didn't know. That doesn't mean that the people of the town have to know of the Tefillah. Maybe the Tefillah took place 20 years ago and there was a best tour, but the people today don't know about it. They won't be falsim it. So in other words, that according to Teisves, so the tefillah l'nidusa itself affects geulos. According to the Rambam, the tefillah l'nidusa itself doesn't affect geulos. It has to be a tefillah shel geulos mamish, and it has to be bifnei best. But here we are talking of a person who was for a long time he was considered a Jewish, and then all of a sudden it's a rumor started to circulate. He's a goy that the mother never went through tefillah. So Rav Asse said, since everybody knows that the mother is a Shneiras Mitzvah and that she goes every month tefillah, let me do so. So it's a raya that she did go through tefillah and if neibesn, so the people don't know about it. But if it is established that the Tenoch Haname, she didn't go through tefillah, or even if she did go through tefillah, she knows, but it wasn't if neibesn, so then it's not a good geulos. On the other hand, the Shitas HaRambam is the Shittas HaRambam is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not miyakev. So in other words, most of the gerim today that take place, that are handled by conservative rabbis or even very orthodox rabbis, it doesn't make any difference. It's giyur shel halacha, it doesn't make any difference. In order to be giyur shel halacha, it doesn't have to be handled after by a conservative rabbi. It can be handled by a very orthodox rabbi. If it's shel halacha, it's shel halacha. So the overwhelming majority of the geulos today, I would say at least 90% all of America is giyur shel halacha. But there is one type of giyur shel halacha that lechatchila we are not allowed to be migayer, but the eved, the geulos is an effective geulos. There is another type of giyur shel halacha that not only lechatchila you are not allowed to do it, but even the eved, it's not effective. So let's say, so most of the geulos who are migayer by heart, who are misgayer by heart, that's rabboni. And then, after the geulos, they deport themselves, like going, no Shabbos, no Kashkas, no Tazan Shmoch, and nothing. So according to the Rambam, they are geulim. According to Teisves, they're not geulim. According to Teisves, they're not geulim. Now, Teisves, here, this, there is a machlikes between, a machlikes tanoim in regard to the kusim, whether kusim gira emesei or kusim gira royesei. Why? So one Tana says, the Atanoim will say, Kusim Gere Aroyesei. Why? Because the Posik says in Melochim, Esel Kimo Yireim, Veseleim Oyoivdim. So after the Rom Nisgaya, the Kusim are the Shemronim. So they were Goim, whom Sancheirev brought over from other countries, and they settled them in Eretz Yisrael. And then they were attacked by the lions. So in order to ward off any attack by the lions, so they were migaya themselves. But after they were migaya themselves, so the posik is made as a lekimo yoreim, they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as a leyem oyeivdim, they continue to worship their idols anyway. So there is a machlekes whether kusim girem isein or kusim giragoy isein. Now, if we say kusim giragoy isein, so the kusim are goyim, mui. If we say kusim girem isein, they are Jews. Now, we pass through like the mandoma kusim girem isein. Except that B'deir Shal Ravame, so the Chachomim were geizer, that they should have a din of Gehak. But midraise, until the takone by Ravame, so we passing like the mandala kusin geremesin, the ajus. So, here in Gemara Murakame, in the same sugi, the Gemara mentions also the machlekes, whether the gabi kusim, whether the kusim geremesin, kusim geraisin. So one mandoma says, kusim geraisin. They're not there. They have a gabi paskino misipere kamedi yivomes, haloche di keremes, kulon, hanemile hechashim isgayrim ligam, abogire arais de hoche, loy nisgayrim ligam, kitisiv kroes adishemo yereim, veselikeyemo yeivdi. So in other words, so he says, because the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be mikabli gea if he's misgaya himself out of an ulterior motive, because he fell in love with a Jewish girl, or if a goye wants to be misgaya herself because she fell in love with Bachum Bachur Yisrael, so we're not allowed to be misgaya. But suppose they all misgaya, so the geus is chal. There is no shy about the geus. So he has the kashe. So why do many Tanoim say kusim yaroye say? But everybody says haloche di gira emes say hanin milei cheshem isgayim ligam. Aval gira aroye is the hoche loy disgayim ligam. Ki dirsiv bikro es adishem o yorei ves eloi es ves elohei em o yorei. So when do we say that even though someone is misgayer out of an ulterior motive, so he's still a good girl, he's a girl gomo, if he's misgayer out of an ulterior motive, but once he's misgayer, he's a shema mitzvah. Mashenken here, the kusim, they were misgayer out of an ulterior motive, and after the geus, they continue to worship idols. So mimele, the geus is not even effective there. Then Tzitzis says, umandoma geremes. So the question is, why does one mandoma say geremes? And that's the way you pass the geremes. So bad in the safety is guy only gamble. So Tesis is saying, and this Tesis is mentioned in Yivomes, in Chul, in three places, Tesis says the same thing. So Tesis says that the Mandoma who says Kusim Geremes, why is it Geremes? That at the end, they were Misgayel Gamre and they gave up the Abedizore. Only the first few years after the Geus, they continued to worship Abedizore. But after a few years, they gave up the Abedizore. The implication being that if the Kusim had never given up the Abizore and they had died as if the Abizore, then everybody would agree that they are not Geir. Why? Because Kabbalah, one of the ingredients of Geirus, according to Teisves, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to Teisves, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more chamu than Bilu Tvile. All the three are Me'akim, but Bilu Tvile is effective in Shaloi Bifnei Bez. And this has to be Bifnei Bez. So Memelso Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Tesis Shiti is, Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service by saying, I hereby undertake to observe all the mitzvahs. It has no worth if there is lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means must be followed by commitment. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs by commitment to the Torah, then it's just lip service, so it's nothing. So the geus is no geus. And the reason is why one mandoma says that geremes, because lip safety is gaiol legambe. I said, and in the chum shir, so I said, I mean, and it cannot be explained any other way. Teisa doesn't mean mandoma geremes, so that lip safety is gaiol legambe, that they went through a new tefillah and a new mile. So why does one mandoma say, kusim geravoye say? So this gaiol legambe means that at the beginning, when they were misgaya, they continued for a few years to worship idols, as the posik is made on them. But then at the end, so they gave up the Abedizore. So Memele, that's the machlekes. So it's not the machlekes in mitzvahs. That's the machlekes. In view of the fact that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an essential ingredient in geus, and without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the geus is null and void. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs cannot consist of mere lip service. So Kabbalah, in order to be considered Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it must be translated in action. It must be followed up by a commitment. So the question is this. Suppose there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and at first it is not followed up by commitment, but ultimately it results in commitment. So that's the machlekes. So the mandoma who says kusim yaroye is saying, so when is Kabbalah's mitzvahs if it is immediately translated into commitment? But if at first So there is no Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But later on, after a few years, they become Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So then they require new Geirus. And new Geirus, they didn't go through. They didn't go through a new Geirus. So Memele, there is no... So Memele, there is no Geirus. Mandoma who says, Kusvigerem is saying, as long as the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs ultimately results in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so then it is a good Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Even though, for a certain period, there was no Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Anyway, so we see, according to Tesvez, there is a machlekes between Mandoma who says, Kusim Giraho Yisei, and Kusim Gireyemese, and Kusim Gireyemese. And we paskin like the Mandoma, Kusim Gireyemese. We paskin like the Mandoma, Kusim Gireyemese. So that means that Kabbalah's Mitzvahs there has to be, but, and the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs has to result in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and as long as it ultimately results in commitment, so then it is a good Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So Memele, this is the Pshat, according to Rashi and Bovakami. Not that they're according to Rashi and Bovakami in regard to Rekem. So there is a Machlekes in Mitzvahs. There is no Machlekes in Mitzvahs. You see, the Tanakame says that it's in Yosheru Benochem. Even though, if you were to count all those assimilated Jews who call themselves Jews, all those assimilated who apparent Jews, so you would have Rubom Geiri. But you see, you just had a mute of real Jews. And then you had the majority of the inhabitants of Rekem. So were human beings who were misgayer, and they were mitabel mitzvahs. Elo shein teim, v'neyagim l'chukis anochim, v'arein ki Yisrael mumer. What does it mean, v'neyagim l'chukis anochim? It doesn't mean that they don't observe kashras. It means that arevid amizor. But Rashi emphasizes, elo shein teim. What does it mean? Sometimes you can find a ger who is misgayer, and he really wants to be mitabel mitzvahs. He wants to be mitabel mitzvahs, but he's so ignorant, he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. But if he'll be told that this is against the Torah, so he'll immediately give it up. But he was not told that this is against. So these so-called Jews never became committed Jews. Why? Not that they defied the Torah. They were willing to comply with all the mitzvahs at all. But they were so ignorant that they didn't even know that it's against the Torah to worship idols. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda calls them Teim. Elo Sheim Teim. V'neyagim b'chukis anochim. V'arim Yisrael Mumer. So the Tanakhama says, inasmuch as Avodah Zarah, Yish Kulo Kineged Kol HaTorah Kule, and Mumer Avodah Zarah is Mumer Kol HaTorah Kule, and in the Chumash we pointed out that if someone is a Jew who is an Eved Avodah Zarah, even if he's a Tinek Shenishbo, he still has a din of a Mumer Kol HaTorah Kule. He still has a din of a Mumer Kol HaTorah Kule. Even though he's a Tinek Shenishbo, he's anonymous, he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, but a din of a Mumer Kol HaTorah Kule, he is. So the Tanakhama says, since Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is an important ingredient, and if it's true there was Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but it never resulted in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. They remained Eved Avodah Zarah. True, they were such geirim that had they been taught, they would become Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But they were so ignorant, no one ever enlightened them about the Torah, and they remained in their ignorance. So they remained Eved Avodah Zarah for the rest of their lives. So the Tanakhama says, but Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is lacking. True, they could have become Jews if somebody had enlightened them. But the fact is that no one enlightened them. So Memele, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs element was not realized because it never resulted in commitment. This is Tanakhama. So Memele, they say, that Tanakhama says, they did not become Jews. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since they were Mikabel Mitzvahs, and they were willing to comply with the Mitzvahs, and if any Jew had enlightened them, and they told them that Avodah Zarah is against the Torah, they would have abandoned Avodah Zarah. But no Jew enlightened them. So machmas toyes, machmas ignorance, they are neyagim b'chukis anochim. So memele it's considered that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs and the others. So in other words, so it's not a machlekes. So it's not a machlekes in mitzvahs, but it's a machlekes in a din. Now, this is that we can say this pshat in Rashi according to Teisa Shite. But according to the Rambam Shite, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not even me'akeh, so then we have to, according to the Rambam, we have to explain the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudeh the way Rashi explains it Nide. In other words, according to Rashi Nide, so the Shaila is, so true, there is Rov inhabitants are going, but there was a major portion of the population that were, a major portion of the population that were neig like goyim, they were neig like goyim, and they did not comply with the tznias. So the question is, do we have to be cheshesh for that major mute or not? So that's the machlekes. So according to that pshat, it would be mashma. According to Rashi's pshat, in Nide, so it would be mashma than counter. According to Rashi's pshat in Govakame, so that means that in regard to that child, in regard to that child, suppose someone is in Kabbalah mitzvahs, and he's really, I mean, you have such Gerim too. Among, I mean, Gerim are produced in the United States and it came. In the same way, you know, as everything else is spec'd and it came in the United States. So Gerim are also produced and it came. So you have all kinds of Gerim. You have Gerim that do not have the intention to become committed Jews. And no matter how much you guide them, they'll still not abandon their lifestyle to which they adhered before they were misgayer. And you have Gerim who, while they deport themselves like going mooring, if somebody had approached them and had been mikarev them and had told them what Torah is, they would become Jews. So the question is, so it's a very relevant shaila. What about these? First of all, there is a shaila even in connection with the Gerim who are not willing to become committed Jews with all the guidance. So according to the Rambam, they are Gerim. According to Teisves, they're not Gerim. And then, even according to Teisves, that when there is no Shira Sam Mitzvah, so the Geros is null and void, suppose it is the kind of a Ger who is not a Shimon, not a committed Jew, but is not a committed Jew because of ignorance. He doesn't know what Shabbos is, he doesn't know anything. But if he would be approached and would be told, he would become a Shimon Mitzvah. I know of such instances too. So the question is, does he have a din of a Jew or not? So, according to Rashi's pshat, in Bava Kami, it's a machleket between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudeh and Levi. And Aloch is like Tanakam. So it would mean that he's not a ger. According to Rashi's pshat in Nide, so the machleket is as to whether we have to be cheshesh or not for these gerim. But if we knew that is, so Tanakame says we don't have to be cheshes that the kesem came from those geiras. But if we knew that the kesem originated with those geiras, those nochies who were misgayer and who deport themselves like goyim, since they are only teim, so then it would be mitame. So according to Rashi's pshat nide, it's mashma that even if we assume that Kabbalah's mitzvah is making, so but if there is Kabbalah's mitzvah, but the Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not result in any shmiras mitzvahs because of ignorance, and if the ger would be told what the mitzvahs at Torah is, he would start observing those mitzvahs, so then he's considered as a ger. Mikvar ludim lelud. Emeri shehis kelud leashminon the afalpi shehoiso nikris kvar ludim al shem neludim shehoim mitzuyim botomit אפילו הוכה צורך לימה בפני נחתה ובפני נחתה ולא יחושיב כלוד עצמו. Now, what's called in the Lord? That's Mulois. So the Ri says, so why is, the Ri was bothered by a certain kasha. The important thing is that even though it is so close, that it's even enclosed, Mulois, within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, whatever Mulois means. We saw that two pshat in the Miri. One pshat is that Muvla means it's surrounded by three sides, by artists. Another pshat is that it's within the 2,000 amu radius, in other words, from Shabbos. So whatever Muvla means, So the important thing is here that Reb Lezer is telling us, the chiddush of Reb Lezer is that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kfar Ludim, which was chutzlaret, but it was so close that it was even mugle b'zich tchumei Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say v'nechta v'nechta. So why does he have to say Reb Lezer afil mikvar ludim lelud, Reb Lezer im afil mikvar ludim? Why does he, the destination in which he delivers the get is of no importance? That the import of significance is the place from which he delivers the get, not the place in which he delivers the get. So why does he say mikvar ludim lelud? Let him say mikvar ludim. Reb Lezer im afil mikvar ludim. Different does it make where that even if the get was executed in Kfar Ludim, which is moved lebizich tchumish Eretz Yisrael, and he delivers it in Eretz Yisrael, so what difference does it make where he delivers it? Whether he delivers it in Lud or in Chevron or in Yerushalayim? What difference does it make? The important thing is that even if it is brought from Kfar Ludim, why does it mention Lud? Emeri sheis gelud lashmin on afal pisho is nikris Kfar Ludim al shem b'nei Ludim. Shoyim mitzuyim al shem neiludim. Shoyim mitzuyim botomi afil hoche. So chlima for a nechtav uvifon a nechtav v'loy choshiv kilud atzma. In other words, kval ludim, lud was in Eretz Yisrael, and kval ludim was on chutz lares, but very close. So apparently, kval ludim, the connection between kval ludim and lud was like the connection between Chicago and Skokie. So it's now you have a number of Jews in Skokie now, but all the Jews who live now in Skokie, at first they lived in Chicago, in West Rogers Park, in Hollywood Park, in Peterson Park, and then they moved to Skokie. So there is a great connection between Skokie and Chicago. So the same thing was true of Kfar Ludim and Lud. In other words, that not only it's a chiddush, it's a chiddush that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kfar Ludim, and where does he deliver the get? To Lud. And all the inhabitants, the present inhabitants, residents of Kfar Ludim, originally lived in Lud. They originally lived in Lud. But then, within the last few years, they moved from Lud to Kfar Ludim. So you could have a very strong case that there shouldn't be a requirement for nechta for nechta. Why would the Chachomim misakyo for nechta for nechta? Shmor in Tzumikaimi. But here, it was sent by someone who originally lived in Lud. And it was sent to Lud. So there is certainly great communication between Ludim and Lud. I mean, all the people came from Lud. So there is great communication. So it's taking me to the Kaime. So still, shall we tachle with Dines Hayam? So Reb Lezer says that we have to say for nechta. All right. The Rabbi Meir Peirish, the Reb Lezer Hiskia Shemire, Kidam Rino, Acha Reb Lezer Lud. Because Reb Lezer at the Tane lived in Lud. That's why he mentioned Lud. But in the Rambam doesn't make any difference where it is brought, whether it is brought in Lud or it is brought in Yerushalayim or it is brought in Chevron or in Chevron. But he mentioned this. They nearly the coaching shall you so you have to ask you. Look at Tani Kamen in the Sayam. They are Tisroel. The Pshiti is about Tisroel Koe. So why should he mention it? The Tani Kamen doesn't say, I may be getting the Sayam Le Art Israel. Because where does the Tani Kamen live? He lives in the Art Israel. So Mimele, he doesn't say, oh, it's not such a strong cash. All right. The Ashkelon Kidoren. So Ashkelon and southward of Ashkelon is Chutz Loretz. And even you want officially, I believe, as he gets from south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon included. So he has to say for now. So that means that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but itself has a din of Chutz Loretz. Hishchor amitam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael, Yichsik Yishua, Zizoretz, Anisheretz, Hajdeidi Vashkeleini, וכסיב יפילו לי ישראל נח לו כאשר תביסוך והכך לא רדו כי תכסיב לי שאיפתים ויהיו כתיהודי סאזו וסאשקו וסגולו. So it's mentioned in שאיפתים that that Ashkelon, Yehuda was Kevesh. So it's Eretz Yisrael. How is it that the Mishnah says that it's Chutzlot? They may have the time, they will go below Kopshu, or Kidom, I'm very coming to Chol. Gabi Bishon, Habit Chochem Kopshu in Yitzrayim, below Kopshu in Bobel, Ulkach, in Tom Lichachom in Yitzuyim Shom, Vein Botim Dinim Kvuyim Shom. In other words, there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. Now in the here, I mean, it was printed years ago in the journal of the Yeshivas of Shulchan Aruch. It's on this day's verse and also on the Sugyei and the Sugyei Chofeyik Suges Rabbanim Gerav. But it discusses the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that not only were they in Mitzrayim came age, but the Lebovel were also Kevesh. And then there is another type of Eretz Yisrael, that the Mitzrayim more Kevesh, and the Lebovel were not Kevesh. Now, there is a difference in the dinim. In regard to the Kedusha Rishenu, that Yehoshua was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, so we pass the Kedusha Rishenu Kichol Yishaito, Viloi Kichol Asimov. That means that the Kedusha that was realized in Eretz Yisrael through the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by Yehoshua came to an end with the Golas Vaisrish, with the Chum Vaisrish by Nuchanetz. It came to an end. Now, so that means that in the 70 years intervening between the Vaisrish and the Vaisheni, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha. Then, when Koiresh, King Cyrus, granted the license to the Jews in Bobel and in Poras to go to Eretz Yisrael and build up Eretz Yisrael and to settle in Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately they were granted the license to build this Amigdosh. So then Ezra, Nehemiah, and Chagaschar and Malachi were again Mikadosh Eretz Yisrael. That was the second mission. But how did Chochim Kofshel Mitzrayim and Kofshel Bobel? So Mimele, those places that the Mitzrayim were Kevesh and the Libobel were not Kevesh, so have no Kedusha now, because the first Kedusha came to an end. Now, most Rishonim passed that the second Kedusha is Kichel Yishaito and Kichel Yishaito, but the first Kedusha is Kichel Yishaito and Kichel Yishaito. So Mimele, so those places that the Libobel were Kevesh, that the Libobel were Kevesh, I mean, Dafke the cities that there is so much pressure is being exerted by Carter and the State Department and even by many Jews and even by so-called Jewish leaders that should be given way to the Arabs. So Dafke, these places are the places that are the bubble walkage that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But there are certain places. There are certain places that the Libovel were not Kevesh. So the Mele, they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because true, up to the Chum Bais Rishon, they had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But with the Chum Bais Rishon, so that Kedusha came to an end. And the second Kedusha was never Chalanet. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu in Libovel, and there is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu in Mitzrayim, or not Kofshu in Libovel. Now, as far as Trumis Umaisres is concerned, so Trumis Umaisres depends upon Kedusha. Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, there are many other points. The Trumis Umaisres depends upon Kedusha's orders. Not upon the Shemer at Israel, but upon Kedusha's orders. And so Mele, the places that Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Kofshu El Bovel, like Bishon, so the Gemara Yechum says, "Loi kofshu in Bovel." So the Mele, since the Kedusha Rishenu terminated, and the Kedusha Shniyo was never realized on Beishon, so Beishon is not chayiv in Trumis Umaisres, because mitzvahs atruis boretz like Trumis Umaisres, leke chik chateye, so require Kedusha Soretz. But then the Rambam says, "Ligabi smicha." The Rambam says in Zilchas Sanhedrin, "Ligabi smicha." That now smicha is only neid in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not neid in Chutz Loretz. So the Rambam says that kol amikim yishikov shirim mitzrayim afal pishalui kov shirim bovel smicha neyeges me. Why? Because smicha is not tolu in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is tolu in Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Pshutiki Mashmoe, the land of the Jews, of the Jewish. Do what does it mean? The land of the Jews. Jews could, a group of Jews of multimillionaires could buy all of Argentina. They could buy territory, land, and buy all of Argentina. So it wouldn't have a Shem Eretz soil, because then they'll have title, they'll have private title in Argentina if they'll buy part of Argentina. But Eretz soil means that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, apart from the private title that each Jew might have in a specific portion of land, because he is a descendant of Zvum, he is a descendant of Yehuda, he is a descendant of Binyamin, so he might have title in a specific portion of land, in a small piece of land, but there is title to all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael. So Memele, that gives it a Shem, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz of Yisrael. In other words, that belongs to the Jewish people, that belongs to the Knesset Yisrael. So Memele, Smicha is not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Smicha is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what is the essence of Shem Eretz Yisrael? The fact the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. The title is vested in Klal Yisrael. Now, so Memele, Ligabi Mitzvah Satulis Boretz, that is talking to Jesus Eretz Yisrael. So Mikemi Shekov Shom Tzayim Kov Shalik Bovel, so does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Ligabi Smiche, so that is Tolu in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So, the Goles Nebuchadnezzar, the Chum Vayisrishen, did not divest title from the Knesset Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael had an Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says that first of all, as far as Eretz Knan is concerned, so that was given to the Oves, and through the Oves, so it belongs, it descended by Yerushe to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom. So the Ramban Chumash says, what does it mean, Achuz HaSeilom? That no kibush in the world by enemies can divest the title of Klal Yisrael. So it's not shayach to say that the kibush of Nebuchadnezzar divested the title that Klal Yisrael had in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Achuz HaSeilom. So Memele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Knoan dates back to Avraham Avinu, even before the kibush Yehoshua. So Memele, too, we say, now the halacha is that Kedusha Rishenu is Kisho Lishaito, or not Kisho Lishaito, Kedusha Shni or Kisho Lishaito, they Kisho Lishaito. So the Rambam raises the question, why is Kedusha Shni better than Kedusha Rishenu? So the Rambam gives the teretz, because Kedusha Rishenu was on the kibush. So Memele, Kedusha that is real, that takes effect through kibush, comes to an end with the kibush of the goyim. Since the Kedusha took effect through kibush by the Jews, so it came to an end for the kibush by the goyim. But the Kedusha Shniyo did not take effect through kibush. There was no kibush. They were not, until the Hashmonoim, so the Jews in the Baishen, in the Second Commonwealth, had no independence, had no sovereignty. Only with the Hashmonoim they gained sovereignty. So there was no kibush. So how was Eretz Yisrael Kadesh through Chazoke? Because they settled upon the land. So if the Kedusha takes effect through kibush, then it comes to an end through the kibush by the goyim. But if the Kedusha takes effect through Chazoke, so it doesn't come to an end through the kibush by the goyim. So that's why Kedusha Rishenu is Kichol Lishaito, but Eloi Kichol Zilavei, and Kedusha Shniyo is Kichol Lishaito, but Kichol Zilavei. That's in regard to the halachas like Tumas Maisres, Misnatulis Boretz, that are grounded in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, the Mikemi, Shekov Shilom, Mitzayim, Shalom, Bovel, there is no Mitzvah Zaklo Yisboret. Masha'im Kein Smiche, that is told in Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? That it belongs to the Jewish people. So, it belongs to the Jewish people even before the Kibush Yehoshua. It belongs. Eretz Yisrael, Morzeket, Biyodeinu, Ma'aveseinu. So, even before the Kibush Yehoshua. So Memele, the Kibush Nebuchadnezzar could not negate the collective title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. So the Mele Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. That's why the Rambam says that Smicha is Neik in all the Mikimis, Shekavshu and Mitzrayim, and Lekavshu and Mona. Now the question is this. Here the Chachomim were Misaki, that if someone brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, so he has to say before a Nechta, before a Nechta. All right, the time is because the Mishmor, the time is because it's in the time. That's the time. But then, there was made, it according to Chachomim was made, so it's not Mistabea that every time Mishmiah delivers again, so the best will appoint a group of experts to determine on its merit whether this particular village from which the get was delivered to Eretz Yisrael is Eidi Mitzrayim L'Kaimei Dabkei L'Shmonat. I mean, so once the Chachomim make it a kone, so it's like plug. So true, the time is because of Lishmo, because it's in the Kaimei. But then there was a takone that if a get is executed and delivered from Chutz La'aretz, so we have to say Shliach has to say for Nechta, for Nechta. The time is because normally in Chutz La'aretz there are aiming between the Kaimei, but we are not at liberty to determine each situation on its merits, whether they are in Mitzrayim L'Kaimei, not in Mitzrayim L'Kaimei. So, I mean, that is obvious. So, Rabbi Tamshiti is that on account of the fact that usually those places where the Rebovel, that the Rebovel were not Kavish, so there weren't many Talmud Chachomim, they don't know what it means. So, the Mele that Arkanes Chachomim was that before a Nechtam, should be based upon Chutz La'aretz from the point of view of Kedusha, not from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. In other words, so what do we have to consider here? Whether the get was executed in a Chutz La'aretz from the point of view of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, not whether it was executed in Chutz La'aretz from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Rabbi Tam says. This sometimes says. Chutz La'aretz means Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. V'leik el neim ad leik of shu elim bobel, v'bisifri v'pashas vo yeikev, choshit rekem v'chago v'ad kochim shkof shu elim bobel. So the mele, you shouldn't say, b'fonai, nechtam, u b'fonai, nechtam. You shouldn't say, for nechtam, for nechtam. And here, Rabbi Gamliel says, so you shouldn't say before a nechta or for a nechta. You shouldn't say before nechta or for a nechta. And Rabbi Gamliel says, "Afa meivi min arekim min achaga." He has to say before nechta or for nechta. And Tanna Kamma who says no, it's for a different reason because of halacha of smuches. V'yesh leimar v'tchei arekim lechaga v'yesh arekim lechaga v'chzika be'avrom. So, Rekel V'chagro that is mentioned in connection with Avrom Avinu. So that was Eretz Yisrael. What's the Raya? Because that was Plishti. And Avrom V'Yitzchok, for a certain time, they dwelled in Plishtim, and Plishtim was a Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, out of devotion to us, so they called Eretz Yisrael. Abraham is really the land of the Philistines. That's why it was called Palestine. But Esau says the same thing. I mean, that Plishtim is Eretz Yisrael. So Palestine, Eretz Yisrael, is Hainach. So, they say, Oyo Eretz Yisrael, the Mistome Davron B'Yitzchok, Oidorim Eretz Yisrael. Or Yishua Name Mash, the Plishtim Eretz Yisrael. They say, Rekem Lechagor, Oyo Marobe Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim B'Marobe. The Yam Plishtim, that's the Mediterranean Sea, Yam Plishtim. The Yam Plishtim, who grew Marob Shal Eretz Yisrael. We reckon, V'chagod masnitz noye b'mizroch, ki damrino reken g'mizroch. So it's different rekens. So Ramtam says the Tinoch HaNameh, there are two rekems. There is a rekem that is Lemayrov, and that is Eretz Yisroel Mamesh, and it is Ibn Kofshu Lebovel, and then there is another rekem that is Mizroch, and that's Chutz Lorenz. Now the question is, when he says, when Ramtam says that the rekem of the Mishneh is not the rekem of the Plishtim, so, but it's a rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chutz Lorenz. What does it Ramtam mean it's Chutz Lorenz? Does it mean it's Chutz Lorenz Mamesh, like the United States? Or it means he calls it Chutz Lorenz because Ramtam Shita is that the Takonim von Enechdam is contingent upon Chutz Lorenz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if something is Chutz Lorenz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael it's Eretz Yisrael, so then vis-a-vis before Enechdam it is to be treated like Chutz Lorenz. So maybe even the Rekem B'Mizroch has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabei before Enechdam it's treated like Chutz Lorenz, because before Enechdam is a requirement in any place, that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. As long as it is Chutz Lorenz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That remains to be seen. All right, now, he says, Teisa says, that Plishtim, that Rekem Lechador that was in the Plisht of the Plishtim, must have been in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Raya? Well, he mentions another Raya, but one Raya is, the Mistomed Avrom V'Yitzchok Oidorim Be'Eretz Yisrael. Why is Shotim Mistomed? Because, Chazal say, Ki em Avrom Avinu Eskola Terekot. So, Memele, Avrom Avinu must have lived in Eretz Yisrael. But from this thesis, we can deduce a very important thing. Now, we just saw that there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there is a type of Eretz Yisrael, not in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. For example, Bishon. So, Dusha Lishenu was realized there, Dusha Shni was not realized, Dusha Lishenu was bottled, Dusha Shni was not bottled, so Mimele, there was no Dusha Shni. And Bishon, so Bishon has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he was not there, a Dusha Eretz Yisrael. So, Trumas of Yisrael depend upon Dusha Eretz Yisrael. Smiche Negla Arufe. Now, another thing that depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not the Dusha Eretz Yisrael, is Egla Arufe. Egla Arufe is only Neik in Eretz Yisrael, not the Chutz Lorenz. So, it's mentioned in the Rambam that every mocking that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Egla Arufi is named. Egla Arufi is named. So the question is, how about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah chiyuvis, to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Ramban, it's not a mitzvah deraisa chiyuvis. But I spoke about that, and it was also written in the Torah Shebaal Peh of Meisner Rav Kook. So I show that according to the Rambam, there is also a key mitzvah deraisa in living in Eretz Yisrael. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, according to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis. So there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's imperative, and according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, what does it depend on? Does it depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? How about, can you be mikayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael by living in Bishon? Or not? So there is a riot from this thesis. Teisve says, the mistomen Avrom v'Yitzchok oyedorim be'Eretz Yisrael. Why? How does Teisve know? Why such a presumption? Because, ki em Avrom avinu eskol ha'terek kule. And one of the mitzvahs HaTorah is, direi Eretz Yisrael. So memeila Avrom avinu certainly cannot be suspected of not fulfilling that mitzvah. So if we say that the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends only upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, then we can understand very well this is right. Because true, Avraham Avinu lived before Eretz Yisrael was niskadish. Because when was Eretz Yisrael niskadish for the first time? Through the Kibush Yeshua. Avram and Yitzchok lived hundreds of years before the Kibush Yeshua. So Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Knoan as it was called, was not Kodesh, Bikdushas Eretz Yisrael was not affected in the time of Avraham and Yitzchak. Eretz Knoan was not affected during the Bikdushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael it had, because the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. In other words, so to whom was it given? To Avraham Avinu. So merely the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to the Bris Min Absolim, when the Rebbeinu Shom said to Avraham Avinu, Lezarech Onasati. So Mimele, so, and taste it. So if we are going to say that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Dushas Eretz Yisrael, it is grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Knoan had, from the Bris Min Absolim, and so Mimele we understand taste this riot. The Mistome Avraham Yitzchok, or you don't remember Eretz Yisrael. Why such a mistome? Because Kim Avraham Avinu is collateral kule. But if we are going to assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael, and if someone will live in Beishon, that Mekeme, Shekov Shuel Mitzrayim, Velikov Shuel Bovel, he will not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishavtem Bo. So what's the raya that Avraham Avinu, how can they say Avraham Avinu would certainly not live in a place that is not Eretz Yisrael? Why not? Because Kiyum Kolater Kule. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah depends upon Kedusha. And even by living in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, so Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Kiyum Avraham Avinu is Kolater Kule. But something that we couldn't be Mekayim now, so it's not shayach to say that Avraham Avinu tried to be Mekayim. So it's a raya b'rura. From this day's verse, that the mitzvah of Dira Eretz Yisrael does not require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then there is another raya. I mean, it's mifuresh. First of all, the Kaftar Uferach says that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even the Mekeles, Shekopshu Mitzrayim, Shekopshu Bovel, there is a mitzvah of Yeresh Levishachem Bo. But then the Ramban is Ifra Mitzvahs, where he mentions the Asogi, why the Rambam does not include in Tayag the mitzvah Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. So he says, U'masha Amrinom B'seite, that Milchemes Mitzvah, the Milchemes Yishua Lirbeish, Eine Milchemes Neged Zayin Amin. So the Rambam explains that Milchemes Yishua Lirbeish means Milchome Neged Zayin Amin. The Rambam says it doesn't mean Zayin Amin. Zayin Amin is a separate mitzvah. But when the Gemara says Milchemes Yishua Lirbeish, the Gemara means any milchome to take possession of Eretz Yisrael from the goyim, even bisman hazeh, is a milchemes mitzvah. Milchemes mitzvah. And why was milchemes Yehoshua milchemes mitzvah? Also because of v'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo. V'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo. Now, so if we say that the mitzvah of v'yirishtem v'yishavtem bo is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then we can understand as to why it was a milchemes mitzvah. Because when Yehoshua started the war against the Zayin Hanani, at that moment, so Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan was not as yet Niskadish to Eretz Yisrael, because it became Niskadish through the war. But when he started the war, so it had no Kedusha, so the Kedusha took effect through the Kibush, through the Muhammad. So if we want to assume that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo is grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, there could be a mitzvah now of waging the war to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is already Miskadesh. But how could Yeshua be mitzvah to become Eretz Yisrael? At the time when he started the war, it was not as yet Miskadesh. It became Miskadesh after all the wars of Yeshua. So it's a raya that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it has to do with the Shem Eretz. All right. Now, V'yakob, Afo Gav Dikobshu Ode Brother, Kidikoma B'Seif Ksubes, Chava Be'ha B'Menashe Kite Da'ache, Hu Efeir Ik Mishor Ze, Polich Limeimre Da'ako Lav Me'Eretz Yisrael Ave, Ho Ki Ha V'Miftere Rabono Ma'adode, V'yake Ha V'Miftere Ma'adode, Lifi She'osu, Lotis Me'Eretz Yisrael Lechutz Lorenz. So he says, Ramtam says that Akko has to be Kopshur Libobel also. The Rai is two Rais. One Rai is Rabbi Abimanashi, keep it out. Kirozo Abodeho, Savoneo, Vesapo, Yehelun. So it's a raya that kofshul lebava. So the Ritva says that this is no raya. This is no raya. Because even if it's loy kofshul lebava, but chibas Eretz Yisrael it has. Chibas Eretz Yisrael it has. So in other words, so we see, I mean, a machlekes, I don't know what the machlekes is, but you see that according to Rav Netam, chibas Eretz Yisrael, I mean, chibas Eretz Yisrael in the sense that the posik of Yerotza Avodecho, es Avoneo, es Afor Yecheinu, that they should kiss the stones and the sand. So that, according to the Ritva, it does not have to be based upon Kedusha, even without Kedusha, just the kinyan of Am Yisrael. So give and douse Eretz Yisrael with Chibe, in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho es Avoneo, es Afor Yecheinu, and according to Rav Netam, so too, Shem Eretz Yisrael is of great significance, and as far as the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, so Shem Eretz Yisrael is enough without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in order to have the Chibas Eretz, in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho, es Avoneo v'safor yechilinun, that requires Dush. That requires Dush. I mean, what does a person, what does a Jew kiss? A Jew kisses his bato, a Jew kisses his mezuzah. I mean, something that has Dush. So, Mimele, if we say that Akko has Dushe, so then it's worthwhile to be kissed. But if he doesn't have Dushe, just the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't come within the posik, that's Rav Netam's svari. So it shouldn't come within the posik of Kirotzo Avodecho es Avoneo v'safor yechein. So that's one raya. But this raya is not such a strong raya, because the Ritva says, even if he doesn't have Dushe Eretz Yisrael, so it still has Chibas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another raya. ופירק משאור זה פורך למים רדעת לב מארץ ישראל אבא אבי גמיפת רב ולמעדות באקה ממיפת המעדות לפי שאור שרוצה מארץ ישראל לחוץ לאורץ Now turn to the Gemara דף עין בו The Mishnah says דף עין בו ומדעו הרי זה גיטר He gives a get to the Isha, to his wife, and he said, this Gerashin should be effective if I don't come back. And he was heading northward, towards Mehinas Hayam, northward. And he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be Megrashis. In other words, if I do come back within 30 days, you should not be Megrashis. So he reached Akko, and then he came back. He's bitul knoi. So the Gemara says, "Kash, anom beis." Remain ready, Akko. The Zayam came. The Akko and Zayam came because the Gemara assumed that the Megarish stipulated only one time. In other words, you should be Megarish, as he said to his wife. If I don't come back within 30 days, that means, if I reach Chutz La'aretz and I don't come back and for 30 days I don't return, then you should be Megarashes. But if I reach Chutz La'aretz and I return before 30 days expire, then you should not be Megarashes. And he gil akon, he returned back immediately with, so it's v'chozar is bitul knoi. So it's a raya, the akon is a yam kind. V'omar av safre, kam em yiftere abonim adode, v'akam em yiftere, mishim nosol atzis me'aretz Yisroel. משם דורת על ישראל, כאב אם מפתר רבו נמד דודה פני מן סיים, שהוא יאיל חילים ומתאירו בארץ ישראל, כי שחזנו בדיהם, הויו חבריהם בני ארץ ישראל מלאה בני סון, עד עכו, ומשום נפתור מהם, שעוצו מבני ארץ ישראל, לא צריך לחוץ לאורץ, so רש אם כזאי זה יהיה, רש אם כזאי, שעוצו מבני ארץ ישראל, we see, apart from the mitzvah, or establishing domicile in ארץ ישראל, so they, which is incumbent upon everybody, So there is an Iser to go out of Eretz Yisrael. But that Iser to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, applies only to a resident of Eretz Yisrael. But someone who is a Ben Chutz La'aretz, but who just came to Eretz Yisrael to visit, he's allowed to go back. He's allowed to go back. So also with the Eretz Yisrael, Lotzeis LeChutz La'aretz. So the Chachomim, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who accompanied them, who escorted them, they escorted them up to Akko, including Akko, and they entered Akko, and then they said goodbye inside Akko. So it's a raya that the Akkad are allowed to enter the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So it's a raya that the Akkad are Yisrael. Om Rabbaye, treit noe komalo. Im atinun desayam laudole mikite. Im shtayine biuche et lo tiye imim le asine le vegite. I ala Akkad mechoza, de loim desayam ote. Ve lo ishtay nami ishtu yet lo tiye imim vote noe. So the Gemara says that there is an Isra. That the Hochemai, so we see that it's muter for a person to walk out from Eretz Yisrael into Akko. So it's a raya that Akko so was kapshur the bottom. So what do we see from this Amata? First we deduce the raya that as far as the mitzvah be yirishtem in shaftem go, so that doesn't depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But now in regard to the Yisr of Osolotzis, Me Eretz Yisrael mechutz loretz, even for a moment, because Be'ako avim miftam adode, they were not allowed to escort them beyond Akko. Even if they had escorted them, let's say up to Bovel, they would have gone back immediately to Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of an Avere would they have been Avere? The Avere of going out for one moment from Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for one moment. So from this, isn't there a stira? Because we just saw that from Teisves it appears that the mitzvah of Yerishta of living in Eretz Yisrael so it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Lushas Eretz Yisrael. So Menele, one could argue, just as the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtenbom, of living in Eretz Yisrael, is grounded in Shem Eretz Yisrael, not in Lushas Eretz Yisrael, and one could be mekayem the mitzvah by living in Beishon too. He doesn't have to live dafke in Yerushalayim, he can live in Beishon and be mekayem the mitzvah of Diras Eretz Yisrael, of Yerishtem Yishavtenbom. So the Yisr of Osalotzis, for a Ben Eretz Yisrael, also what is Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Moretz, even for one moment, should also depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it will depend, and if it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, it should not be osir to leave a place that is kofshur libavel and enter for a moment a place that loy kofshur libavel, but kofshur libitzrayim. So what raye does Rav Netam have that Taku was kofshur libavel? Maybe Akko was loy kofshur libavel. Maybe Akko was like of Shoy the Bavel. Maybe Akko was like of Shoy the Bavel. But it's Kopshoy the Mitzrayim. So Mimele, that's why if I maybe get Akko, so he has to say before an Echtam, we're for an Echtam. Because the Takole for an Echtam is based upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dush. Mashen came vis-a-vis the Yisr of Osolosis Batis Oil of Chutz Loretz. That is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, just as the mitzvah of Dira is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a raya is that? So we see from this Teisves, the Teisves distinguishes between the mitzvah of Dira Be'Eretz Yisrael and the mitzvah, the Yisr. So there is a special Yisr. It's a special Yisr. It's an Yisr Rabbanon. And of Osolotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz, for Ben Eretz Yisrael, there is an Yisr Rabbanon. Of Osolotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz. So the Yisr of Osolotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz, even for a moment, that applies even to a going out for a moment from a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You see, because Rashi, it's a frog. Lamitches, posik lamit vayikho khofei, posik lamitches. Ani adi shema lekecha masha yitzei se yeschem eretz Mitzrayim. Los is lochem es eretz Knaan. Li is lochem lelikim. So the Safro says, shekol hador be'eretz Yisrael ki mi sheyesh lelika v'chotzora she'etz v'chol hayetzi mimenu ki le'ivid amrizoi. Chol hayetzi mimenu, so there is a special aloche. That's the basis for the Isa of Osolosis Me'Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Loretz. So, Mele, that Issa can apply in two ways. It certainly can apply to one who is Yetze from a place like Beishon that has a Shema Eretz Yisrael, to a place that does not even have Shema Eretz Yisrael. And it also applies to someone who is Yetze from a place that has Gushes Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Gushes Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shema Eretz Yisrael. All right. So I'm at the time we caution it. The Akko is a Hetzio Boret, Hetzio Bissolus Boret. Kidimuka Birushal, Rochemeyer, the Basic Chacha, the Hutz Loret. The Hod, the Mishan, and not. So when does the Mishnah say that Tami we get the Akko? He has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam, only if he delivers the get from the half of Akko, this is Lizat Hutz Loret. But if Ishliya delivers the get from the half of Akko, that's Adarat Israel, that is Dushas Elt Israel, so he doesn't have to say before the Nechtam or for the Nechtam. Behold, the Lord Mishan and Am Mishose. Master, this was Mikala Shashim Yay, the Yelako, because I'm too toy. Highly such the Hutz Lorets, highly Mishan the Yates about Israel, be here Trilla, be it such about Israel. The Yelako, Mashmali Trillasako, Akosh Reed, Omalikam, Nichmas the phone of Rabbi Loy, Omali Ali Kvasi, so you move it to Mount Israel, who cradle it to pay the Yasamiako, Umabika, Mikomakimako Adife, Avopishi Reiko Mitipero, she asked me about Israel. Now let's see the Gemara. The third line. Kiddi Tani. Ma'i sebe odo me'echot jemi get lukne rabu yichad bi shmoya. Oma li tzorek hani leima fonechta fonechta mo'e mitzorek. Oma li bni meichan atom li rabi mikvar si soya ni. Oma li tzorek hato leima fonechta fonechta mo'e tizok kleidin. Lacha shiyotso nichnas lufonem rabi loye. Oma li rabi ba li kvar si soya. So what did rabi shmoyal pasken? Rabi shmoyal pasken that one and who delivers a get from Kvar Sisoye has to say before a nechtam or before a nechtam. That's what Rabbi Shmuel passed. So nechtas lefonem Rabbi Loye, omalei Rabbi, valoi Kvar Sisoye, muvlaz bitchum Eretz Yisroel, ukeilu lecepei roye isa meako, utnang Rabbi Meir Eimer Ako, kiat Yisroel likitin, vafil Rabbon lo ipliga lid Rabbi Meir Lebaako, dimir reke, avo Kvar Sisoye, dimikreve, loy, oma, loy, omalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered, steak be steak, or you just had a better yotso. Or you namish on Zok Leidim Kamalei? So Rabbi Shmuel didn't even mean that he was required. So it was just an Eitz David. Luis Emil coming. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that actually, and Rabbi Shmuel himself considered, that if a Shliya delivers a get from Kvasi Soye, he doesn't have to say for Nechtim for Nechtim. Even though Kvasi Soye is Chutz Loretz, but it's Muvlaz Bitchum Eretz Yisrael. So it's closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko. So since Rabbi Meir holds that even from Akko, you don't have to say for Nechtam. True, the Rabbon Achilik and we pass like the Rabbonon, but the Rabbon Aron Achilik in regard to Akko. But Kvasi Soye, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko, so even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Meir will agree that he doesn't have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. So the V.S.C. Kashi against Rabbi Tam. He says, against Rabbi Tam, it is that when does the Mishnah say that from Akko, you have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, only the Shliya delivers the get from the second half of Akko. The half of Akko, that is Letzat Chutzlant. But if the Shliya wanted to deliver a get from the first half of Akko, the half of Akko, that's Letzat Eretz Yisrael, so he wouldn't have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. So Memele, so that means that in Akko we have two halves. This half of Akko, let's say Eretz Yisrael is here, and Chutzlant is here. So this, if Ishliya delivers a get from this Sefer of Akko, so he doesn't have to say before Nechtam. If he delivers a get from this Sefer of Akko, he has to say before the Nechtam, before Nechtam. So that means that Akko, the same city, has two halves. So the half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutz Loretz, is certainly very, very close to the half of Akko that Eretz Yisrael, because half of the same city is Eretz Yisrael itself. Masha'inkin Kvasi Soye, that's only Muvla Bitchum Eretz Yisrael. It is surrounded on three sides, or the other pshat, it's within the radius of 2,000 Amo of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not part of the same city, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So what is more close to Eretz Yisrael? The half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, or Kvasi Soye. Obviously, the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz is closer to the half of Akko that is Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh. is much closer to the head of Akko that is Mitzad Arz Yisrael than Kvar Sisoye is to Tzipere. Tzipere is only Muvle B'sech Trum Arz Yisrael. And here, it's more than Muvle B'sech Trum. It's included in the same city as Arz Yisrael. So how could Rabbi Loya say? How could Rabbi Loya say that the Rabbonon of Reb Meir are only chilek in regard to Akko? Akko is distant. But in regard to Kvar Sisoye, which is relatively close, not. No! Akko is more relatively close than Kvar Sisoye. Because the half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutzlo, it is very, very close to the half of Akko Sadat Yisrael. It's more than Mubla Bezir Trumat Yisrael. It's within the same city, within the same city limits. ומה בכך מכל מוקים אקלה עדיפה אבל בשביל חי קמצביר יש יעץ מחצר ישראל ואי דרך דייק וכמון דמי חרד לאיסור ילות לחירוס מלתנן אקו כארץ ישראל לגיטן לגיטני לעבוד עם לי כל שכן סורי דמי ערך יתובה עד הרבה סורי עדיפה דנדד הקשי כי אם דמסליס נאיר בצד של חוץ לארץ דיקוסוב אקי בשיוח את שמי כיבוש ואהב יעץ מארץ ישראל ולאוכל מבוי אלה יאב כי מחאב לארץ ישראל כי בנשמי כיבוש או ידיל מוקים יאב פתומי כחוץ לאורץ דמי Now, another Gemara, Rafri and Barabbe raise an Abaye as to whether, Hamich Rav to Isuri is Yosel Lecheus or not, and that Abaye goes according to Mandoma that Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush. So the Gemara is patient, that is Yosel Lecheus, Nisua, Remeir in Merako Kiat Yisroel Legitin Dav Chesam Lale, Legitin Eil Avodim Loi, we coach in Suri the Merak Ketuvi. So, since Remeir, even Remeir, who favors Akko, Ligabi Gitin, so he says, Liavodim, if somebody is Meir Renevet to Akko, so then he is Yotzel Lecheus. So Akko that is close, he is Yotzel Lecheus. So Suri that is close, that is far away, is certainly Yotzel Lecheus. But according to Rav Netan, that when the Mishnah that says Akko is Kechutz Loretz has reference to the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz. So Memele, when Reb Meir says that Akko is Kiarat Yisroel Gittin, he has reference even to the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz is Kiarat Yisroel Gittin. So that implies Ligittin Ein Lavodim Lei. So the half of Akko Litzat Chutz Loretz has a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabe Avodim. But so what's the raya coached in Surya the Mirah Yetuve? But this Abaye is Alibi the Mandoma, Kibish Yoke Shmei Kibush. If Kibish Yoke Shmei Kibush, so Surya is Eretz Yisrael. But the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, is Chutz Loretz. So why does the Gemara say coached? No, he and his senes. Akko, that is, we are dealing with the half of Akko that is at Chutz Loretz. So there, it's Yosel Lecheus. Mashenki in Surya, calling Mandoma, Kibish Yoke Shmei Kibush. So it's Eretz Yisrael. So the second question. Wo ich da ich kam ich habe so ich habe dann auch das soll geben gibt mir aber nur ich kann so immer tun aber habe so ja die gibt mir sich da ich schon gut weil das war ich mit kibush war was mal zu soll noch mit boy ja gibt mir habe das soll gibt mir kibush ich immer gibt da von tomik gut mal da bei mir wie da für das schon zu soll doch immer von nacht so ich schrei gar mit haben haben tam shit is that when does the mission say when does the rabbon say the mission that I maybe get me akko he has to say von nacht am morgen if he brings it from the half of Akko Litzat Chutz Loretz. But if he brings the Shliya, brings the get from the half of Akko Litzat Yisroel, he doesn't have to say Vonechtam. Then he says that even if he has to bring the get from the half of Akko that Litzat Eretz Yisroel, he still has to say Vonechtam. Because Vonechtam does not depend upon Eretz Yisroel, it primarily depends upon Mitzuyim Likaimei. But Raya, I mean, Tesi doesn't mention. Bovel also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Bovel certainly does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Bovel there are many Talmidei Chachomim, there are Bodei Dinim, so even Mitzuyim Likaimei, Lapkin Lishmo. So Memele, in a general way, Eretz Yisrael were Pkin Lishmo, and they were Eretz Yisrael Likaimei. But if you find a certain city in Eretz Yisrael that they were not Pkin Lishmo, and they were not Eretz Yisrael Likaimei, because it was away from the center of Eretz Yisrael, from the Bodei Dinim, from the Talmidei Chachomim. So then, even that city in Eretz Yisrael, he has a din of Chutz Loretz, and Gabi von Echtam, von Echtam. So even the half of Akko Litzat Eretz Yisrael, since it is far away from the Ikar HaYishuv, and from Bodei Dinim, and from Talmidei Chachomim, from Yeshivas, so it's not Kin Lishmo, it's not even Tzuri Kaimei, so you have to say von Echtam, von Echtam. He says,
ואם יריד אחת, אז עושה צהולים פה נחתה, ושזיר חגור ורוח מיקר ישבת ישראל, ומוק לקנה ישיבה סבות הדינים, וכן יש לי תארץ גם באשקלן, גם ברקם וחג, או... So what does that he say? Now Tesa says the Kashe, Ashkelon me'Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Tam do tell it's a Libov v'Kavshu. That he says, no, we don't have to say a Libov v'Kavshu. Maybe a Libov v'Kavshu Ashkelon. But Ashkelon was Rochek Mika Yishu me'Eretz Yisrael. And we can Nechtu for the Nechtam depends upon the proximity to the Botidinim in Eretz Yisrael, to the Bez Nagodol and Botidinim and to the Talmud HaChom, the Yishu. Avogad, ורבי רק ומחכה, ואשת פורך שפיר, כבר סיסוי, לקורך וציפירה, שהוא זהיק הישיבת ישראל, צווי מעכו, דירוך הגניק הישיבת ישראל, אבל גם דעכו יעצו בארץ ישראל, וכבר סיסוי חוץ מורץ, לקום בו כמפושת שפיר, כי ניקום לי דמובס מהנה, כי הוא ממש מארץ ישראל, כי רמלו לי דום אמרו יש לך, ואין תימה, דיום אבי ירושלמי, המיכה רבי לעכו, יוצא לחירוס, רבשים נובית רביות נעימר, אפילו מעכו לעכו, וכי מדע אפילו בייסי צ'אצ'י בארץ ישראל יוצא לחירוס, אם כי מעכו לעכו, המה יוצא לחירוס, כי מדחושת כחוץ לארץ. יש לאימא, דיני נחושת בחוץ לארץ לגבי איקאי שבארץ ישראל, לגבי חוץ לארץ נחושת בארץ ישראל. Now I'm not going to explain that, but I'll leave it with you, you can make copies, and I mean I discussed the shittas from the town, and the shittas of the reed, I mean some other things have to be discussed, other shittas rishonim have to be discussed in conjunction with that, but for next time, so I'll discuss in detail, I mean the Shita from the town and the Shita of the Ri in connection with Akko and in connection with other matters. Now, what you should go look over a certain Yerushalmi in Gittin about Akko. That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is divided, you know, is classified in Halochas. I mean, the second Mishneh, I mean, Halocha Beis, that's part of our Mishneh, but in the Yerushalmi, it's the second Mishneh, Halacha Beis. The Yerushalmi about Akko, it's Daf Hei Omid Aleph, on page 9 here. So, yeah, Omid Aleph, it starts Omid Aleph, it starts the last line in Daf Hei Omid Aleph, the last line, Rebo Omar, Hamecher Abdel Akko Yotzal Echeus. That's the Yerushalmi that Tesis mentions. That's the Yerushalmi that Tesis mentions. So Tesis says, such about the soil was Lacheus, and came Akal Akam, I was Lacheus, giving the Hoshit Husloretz, the Shlema, the Ney, the Hoshit Husloretz, the Gabi Yish about Israel, the Gabi Hutloretz, the Hoshit about Israel. I mean, what I say here, briefly, can be summarized in a few words. In other words, Tesis made the re-mention of the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi says that if someone sells an Eved Knaili to the first half of Akko, he's Yotzal Echeus. To the half of Akko that is borders upon Eretz Yisrael, that is not Eretz Yisrael. Then Rav Shimon of Rav Yudin says that even if the Eved Knaili lived in the first half of Akko, and then the Odin sold it to a master in the second half of Akko, he's also Yotzal Echeus. So the question is, Monekshach, if when one sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael Mamish, to the first step of Akko is Yotzal Echeus, so obviously the first step of Akko is Chutz Loretz. So why do we say that if he sells the Eved from the first step of Akko to the second step of Akko is also Yotzal Echeus? So he sells him from Chutz Loretz to Chutz Loretz. So Tesis gives the Teretz, Yishlima Adinei Nechoshib Chutz Loretz Lekabi Yika Yishib Eretz Yisrael Lekabi Chutz Loretz Mechoshib Eretz Yisrael. So what I say is this, I mean briefly. First of all, Rabbi Tam Sifra Yosho says, in so many words, that even though the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, one half of Akko is Chutz Loretz, so what it means is that the one half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, so it's called Eretz Yisrael, because not only were El Mitzrayim gave a shed, El Yibobel were also gave a shed, so it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as well. The second half of Akko, the half of Akko that's Chutz Loretz, that the Yerushalmi calls Chutz Loretz, so it's called Chutz Loretz. According to Rav Tam, I say that. So it's called Chutz Loretz because the Rav Tam says in Sifra Yosha in so many words explicitly that the second half of Akko, so it's called Chutz Loretz because the Libobel were not Kevish yet, but the Mitzrayim were Kevish everything. So that means, according to Rav Tam, the first half of Akko not only has Gushes Eretz Yisrael, not only has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but has Gushes Eretz Yisrael as well. Second of a Akko, so Kedushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't have, because the Yerushalmi will not give a shit. But Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. This is according to Rav Tam. And this Rav Tam says himself in Sifra Yosha. Now, then the Rishite is different. The Rishite is that the first of Avakum, that the Yerushalmi calls out Israel, is called out Israel because the Mitzrayim were Kevish, the first of Avakum. The Mitzrayim were Kevish, the first of Avakum. So Mimele, but the Libovel were not even Kevish, the first of Avakum. But it's called out Israel because it has a Shema out Israel. The second of Avakum, that the Yerushalmi calls out Israel, because even the Mitzrayim were not Kevish, the second of Avakum. Even the Mitzrayim were not Kevish, the second of Avakum. It wasn't, it didn't come within the Gurim Shalitu Avon Avinu. Oh, the Mitzrayim could have been Kadesh, as the Ramban and the Ritva says. But the Ritva says in Gittin that it's like Soye, because it wasn't included in the Gurim Shalitu Avon Avinu. So Mimele, it's not even called Kofshu El Mitzrayim. So it's just like Kibishot. So the first of Avako, according to the Ri, has a Shema out Israel. And the second of Avako was not even Nikno Avrom Avinu. Was not even Nikno Avrom Avinu. So Mimele, the Ri says as follows. Hameich Rabbi Leako Yotzorecheus. If Sidon sells them at 90 to the from Yerushalayim, to the first of Avako, so he sells him from a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael to a place that has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So Yotzorecheus. Why? Because this aloche, that Hameich Rabbi Lechuzlo as Yosel Echeus is a knas. Why the Chachomim tells the Odin, who was Meich Rabbi Lechuzlo et? So the Tesis reading it explains it on the basis that he was Mafkia David Naini from Mitzvah Satruis Boretz. As long as David Naini lived in Eretz Yisrael, David Naini was able to have a chilek in the Mitzvah Satruis Boretz. But the moment he sells David Naini to a master, who lives in Chutz Loretz, so he deprives the Eved Naini of an opportunity of fulfilling mitzvahs at his boys. So that's the knas, that's the tesis ritusha. Rashi Nashaleach explains, Rashi Nashaleach, and in the first period in Hebrew, he explains this aloche of Hameich Rabbi Lechuz Loretz of Lecheus, that is a knas hachomim, because he made the Eved Naini behavior the Yisair of Osolot Ismeret Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. Some mail. The Ri holds that both dry matter. The Chachomim counts a master who sells an Eved Naini to Chutz Loretz for both reasons. For the reason mentioned by the Tesis Reed, because he deprives the Eved Naini of the opportunity of being the kind of that for his Boretz, and the reason mentioned by Rashi, because it causes him to be behave on the Yisera for Slotz Mertz for the Chutz Loretz. Some mail, the Yoshalme says, Hameich Rabbi Leako, if suppose David Naini lived in Yerushalayim, and then the master sold this Eved Naini to a master in the first of Avako, the first of Avako does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is, so is Yotzer Echeus. Why? Because of the Tesis Reed stuff. Because he deprived David of the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah for his boys. Reb Shimon of the Reb Yud Noimer, Apilu Meako Leako, suppose that David Naini lived in the first of Avako, and then the master sold him to another master in the second level of Akko. So there is also Yotzer Echeus, because as far as the Yisair of Osorot Smeret Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, so if someone lives in Eretz Yisroel that has Shem Eretz Yisroel, and then he goes out to a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisroel, so he's also even the Yisair of Osorot Smeret Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. So Memele, the Tam of Rashi applies. So that's why he's Yotzer Echeus in both situations. In the situation where the Odin sells an Eved Naini from Ikar Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, where that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, to the first of Avako, that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but has only Shem Eretz Yisrael. So he deprives him of the opportunity of being Mikhaim Mises Akulis Boret. So because of that, this is Rit Stam, so the Chachomim counseled him, and he's Yotzer Echeus. Then Rav Shimon Ovid Rav Yudin says, Meisim, Afilu Ma'akol Akko, if the Eved Naini originally was in the first Eved Akko, so he had no opportunity to be Mikai Mrs. Akulis Boretz. But now, but at least he lived in a place that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now he sold him to a master that lives in the second Eved Akko that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, that does not meet the Avraham Avinu. So, Mimele, he was gave them to him. He should be even the Yisair of Osolot Smeret Yisrael Lechutz Loretz. So again, a Knas. This is according to me. According to Rabbi Tam,
that the first of Hefobakel, so his Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so he couldn't say that the ratio of the pricing, means that if someone from Yerushalayim and not from Yerushalayim sold them at 90 to a master in the first of Abaco, so he's Yotzalecheus because he deprived him of the opportunity of being Kaimis Atuiz Boret. Because according to Rabbi Tamzu, the first of Abaco has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't deprive him of an opportunity. He was Mafkirim of Mitzvah Atuiz Boret. So Rabbi Tamzu will have to explain the Yerushalme, the ratio of the price in Yerushalme, Hamecher Abi Lako Yotzalecheus, that Tanakami says that if someone, let's say, who lives in Yerushalayim, in a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, sells the Eved 90 to a master in the second half of Akko, is Yotzalecheus. Because the second half of Akko, according to Rametam, does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. And he transferred it from Yerushalayim that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael into the second half of Akko. So he was Machiaim of Mitzvahs of his Boret. So Rabshim of the Rabbutin is Mesiv. Why does he give somebody sold in Eved 90 from Yerushalayim to the second half of Akko? Even if he sold the Vitnaimi from the first of Abaco to the second of Abaco, he is also Yotzalecheus, because the first of Abaco, like Yerushalayim, has Mitzvahs Atuiz Boret, and the second of Abaco only has a Shemir Atzisrael. This is how Rabbi Tam will have to explain it, guys. Okay.